Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Gene Woods. I'm down in South Carolina.
Yes.
I had an install of a gas cooktop scheduled yesterday, and I don't know what the root cause is, but this thing has gotten wrapped around the axle from the beginning until the end. When the gentleman came out, he was unable to install it. Well, let me put it this way. He was unwilling to install it. I've made it plain all along that I wanted this unit converted to propane. I made it plain all along that propane comes in a tank and that we'd be hooking it up. This is no different than a barbecue grill or anything else you use propane for. No difference whatsoever. And he wasn't in the door and started telling me he couldn't do it because it was a bottle of propane. Basically, what happened is he delivered the unit to my door and gave me nine reasons why he could not do it, and I got charged $175. I'm very unhappy, and I want my money back. I did not get a completed product, a completed service. He was a very nice person. He was not rude or anything else. He was a super, super nice guy. But the end result was I could have gone to the store, picked this unit up, and brought it over here and set it in a hole like he did. And I told them that. And you folks have been calling me for several days, two and three times a day. And once again, everyone's been nice. Everyone's been courteous. I'm not angry at all. I'm frustrated. And I do not believe that I've gotten the service that I paid for.
Okay, let me take a look at the order. The phone number of 843-442-8552. Is that the phone number on the order?
That's correct.
One moment.
XPO or whatever they are. They'd call and left me a voicemail. I wanted to make sure everything was satisfactory.
Okay.
Somebody, I think it was Nina, left me a voicemail earlier today. I was outside, didn't get the call. I would like very much to have talked to her.
Okay. Yes, I do see a note here from Miss Nina that she was calling. See what her note says here. All right. The tech Tawanda call and stated enclosed porch customer requesting to connect to a portable propane tank unable to install due to liability. Tech Tyrone was requesting a delivery fee. Customer will have to get a gas line ran in order for the tech to install the gas cooktop with the LP conversion. And she was calling to confirm that the information from the tech.
Okay. The tech himself told me to call back and tell them I want a refund on the installation.
The refund has to come from Best Buy. They don't pay us until the job is completed, so they have not paid us to do the for a completed installation. So you would definitely call Best Buy and ask for that refund.
Okay, I cannot even reach Best Buy or this thing would have been resolved initially. I get about a 10-minute long voicemail message that I cannot go in the store. They tell me to come at the curb for pickup service. I can't ask question. I can't ask the questions I need on their website with a Q&A part. I really been extremely frustrated. Now, once again, no one's been rude or anything, so this is not a personality conflict at all. But at the end of the day, What I ordered, my cooktop, installed, has not occurred. The gas line came on the stove along with the regulator. It was a matter of screwing it into the bottle. He said he would not do it. He wanted another regulator on the bottle. I said, man, that's not a problem. I can, that's a hardware store right up the street. I said, I go to the hardware store and get it, and I'll be back in before you can uncrate that thing. Nope, I'm not going to do it anyway. I'm not going to do it for liability reasons. I said, what'd you come for? And I told him the same thing. Well, why'd you even bother? Because I could have picked it up at curbside and gotten it this far. I've installed two previous ones. But I wanted this brand new one in and install correctly by text and not have any issues. I paid the $175 and made it very plain with Nina and everyone I've talked to. Okay, all I want you to do, you bring it here, you set it in the hole, you hook it up to my bottle. It's a propane bottle. That's why I need to convert it from the natural gas to where it's shipped. Propane comes in a bottle. We live out in the country. I do not have natural gas available to me. So there's no line to run. The hose is on the cooktop itself and is screwed onto the bottle. So not having my new stove installed leaves me with not getting what I paid for. Now, I do have the unit, so I'll have to pay for that. But then I was even willing to go chase parts or whatever he asked me to do. Man, let's make this work. I'm a can-do kind of a guy. Let's figure out how to make this work. All I've gotten from your company is how you cannot do something, why you cannot do liability. We don't have this. You don't have that. Well, I can go get those things. Tell me what you want. I'll make this happen. And I can't get it. They changed my delivery date once. They changed the time twice, and he was still late. He was running over. I was patient, no problem. Come after hours. Whatever I can do to help you, let me be flexible. And he got here and set the unit on the counter, and I can't put it in. So I guess I'll have to contact Best Buy and go from there if that's the way you say it works.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, well, thank you for listening. I appreciate. I'm sorry, Best Buy. Yes, contact Best Buy, and please thank Miss Nina for her courtesy and kindness. She and I really, really had a nice relationship.
I will do. Thank you so much, Mr. Woods, for calling us here at XPO. Is there anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks for calling XPO.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.